right, real estaters.
Week 16. Or maybe the last day of the world. Who knows?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
I was listening to that on the way in today.
Shameless quick plug. I'm going to start using this because it actually worked last week.
Yeah.
Trinity Junction shows. NAOP spring concert series.
Yeah.
We'll be playing at the Rustic on April 25th. Come out and get your real estate and your jam on. Same time. And then Saturday, May 11th at the Gastro Pub Park in Grand Prairie. So
that's the second time you've played there, yeah?
We've played there three or four times.
Okay. So, well, I'm pumped for the NAOP event.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That'll be fun.
All of our friends.
It was fun. We played this past weekend, man, and we packed it out.
Yeah.
This packed house. It was fun.
There we go.
We jammed it out.
Well, we're recording in our finance pros.
Oh, that's right. Thank you to Hamilton Realty Finance. You made us official Patagonia vest wearing finance bros. So
we're 20 out here. Thank you, Mr. Sikafoose.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. So let's see. What do we got on the economic calendar this week? Not a ton. We've got initial jobless claims forecast. Can't talk today. Forecast is 215,000. Previous was 221. Up a little bit past the forecast last week. 210 was the forecast and 221 was the actual. And then you have core CPI coming out. Core CPI is all goods except for food and fuel because they're too volatile to put into it. So that looks like it's going to be up 0.3%. Previously up 0.4%. So our new stat we're tracking is the debt. Debt went into $19 billion worth of debt again last week.
It's not as bad as 70 from like 2 weeks ago.
So that's 2 weeks a row of 19. I wonder if that's just a constant clip. So we'll track it here for a couple more weeks. And if it's constantly that, it'd be interesting to track it once they sign like some big bill that sends Ukraine $40 billion and see what happens.
Just cover up a Pentagon hickey.
Yeah. So let's see. Markets are pretty much unchanged last week. The Dow's down to 38.9 from 39.8. So it was down 1,000 points, 2.232%. S&P closed out at 5204, 5254 the previous week, so down about 1%. NASDAQ, 16248, down from 16379 the previous week. It's down 80 bips. Oil's kind of running on it, man. Golly, kind of wish I bought some oil when it hit the 70s. It's at 86.73, up from 83 bucks a barrel. So 5-year went up from 4.2 to round out at 4.4, and the 10-year was up from 4.205 to end at 4.406. SOFR, again, remains unchanged. So,
and Prime, too. Prime hasn't moved in a long time.
Yeah, well, Prime will move when they cut rates.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know about that.
You don't think they'll cut? He already said he's cutting 3 times. Got to keep Biden in there, dog. So, best 1 week performance on stocks was REIT residential. Real estate development was at number 2, REIT office at number 3. I think people are just buying and selling that stuff.
Yeah.
So, overall 1 month performance, real estate services are up overall. Real estate development's in second. So,
development.
Development.
Build.
All right. Our term of the week.
Spit it, dog.
Well, we're going to put a pin in our show right now and get to this part. We're going to put a pin in the financial reporting and get to the term of the week of put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it. What does this mean, Mr. Marshall?
I think it means we're going to hold off on that right now. We're just going to put a little pin right there. And like, it's almost like it's a, I don't know. Put
like it up on a board?
Yeah, like, you know.
It's there.
That's like a maybe later type thing. So let's put a pin in that and move on over to these other things.
Pivot to something else.
And maybe yeah, let's put a pin in it and we'll pivot to something else. We'll definitely circle back with you on it though. Let us huddle up first though. So
all these terms.
All the terms. So
the last three came from big shops.
Yeah.
big shops.
Yeah.
Alphabet
Although,
soups.
I'll tell you, it's pretty funny. Bo, if you're listening to this, last week we're sitting in that meeting with Bo.
Yeah.
He's, what do we buy for KP? Yeah, yeah, and I was like, do you know who you just said that to?
I think he realized. He was like, fuck.
Yeah. It was funny. So, we went into straight heckling mode.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He was,
he was like, oh, shit.
So, he realized very quickly what he had done.
So, in news this week, I just kind of thought this was an interesting article. It says office to industrial, part of the obsolete office solution. One city is about to find out. So there's a lot of these obsolete office buildings that are on decent tracts of land.
Yeah.
There's roughly 24 DFW empty office properties comprising 3.4 million square feet or 1% of existing office inventory that are good candidates based on vacancy rate, location, and age. So
Foundry did one of those recently up by the airport.
Yeah. So I think office owners are starting to think about these as an exit strategy. You know, Prologis is redeveloping a 64-acre office and research campus in Plano into an 8-building industrial park. And Lovett Industrial and Rosewood Property Company just finalized a construction loan for a project that will cover a formal call center in Addison. Mm. It'll convert a formal call center in Addison to a 141,000 square foot warehouse.
My boy Ben Wallace is going to be leasing that. Colliers.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, I mean, it makes sense if you can find the right piece of land. I mean, I think cities are going to have to get on board with the zoning at some point and just do it. And because these things are going to become these albatrosses out there, you know. Plano's got a lot of it too. A lot of these big campuses.
Yeah.
That
a lot of land.
A lot of land to them. So pretty interesting play. I like it. I don't think we'll ever do it, but I like it. So, but anyways, I thought that was just an interesting piece. And then secondly, what else do we have on here? Bob Knackle is back.
Yes.
He just started his own gig. And, you know, I guess JLL just got upset that he kind of, it's in a way kind of overshadowed their brand as it, with his own, you know, which
he is a brand.
He is a brand. Like, I don't, you know, if you don't want, I don't understand that. I think, but you know what? I think that's where entrepreneurship intersects with, corporate America.
Yeah.
And
friction.
Probably just not meant to be together.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's a guy who was an entrepreneur and then sold out to corporate America, not sold out, sold the business to corporate America and then did a corporate 10-year lap. And then probably was like, this.
Yeah. This doesn't fit me.
The shake and bake baby is just not fitting.
So I think his strategy is to match his analog with digital.
Yeah.
Right. So he's converting old LPs to digital, essentially. Yeah. So his Knackle Map Room, which is probably the most analog place in the world, you know, everything is paper. This is quoting from The Real Deal right here. It says, everything is paper and very old school. We're going to take that and blend it with AI to take advantage of what AI can deliver. So I think what he's doing is he's going to mass market with AI. And
dude, what a savage.
Yeah. So
it's got to be really easy to build a database in New York because it's the grid system.
Mm-hmm.
It's just time.
Yeah. It would be interesting to see what a real estate broker that's that disciplined with making calls can generate with AI as a tool to go with it.
A lot.
Like follow-ups, touches. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's just going to be a boutique doing investment sales, debt, and equity.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing.
Yeah. So
back on it.
I really want to meet him. He's very responsive. I tried to meet him when I went to New York, but I think that was like right when he left JLL. And he was like, my life is screwed up. Like, not screwed up, but just like chaos now.
I bet he got 1,000 emails in a day.
Yeah. But he responded, you know. Yeah. So,
Avideakin tried to hire him.
I know.
Did you see that? I thought it was a little weird. He put the offer on Twitter. Did you see that?
Oh, no. Avideakin.
Yeah. He put the reason why I'm talking about it is because like Brandon went on Twitter and then posted the offer he sent to Bob.
Oh,
I thought that was a little weird, but
yeah, I don't know what the strategy was.
Neither do I. I haven't asked them, but
I got to get back on the Twitter, man. I haven't been on there for a while.
Yeah, same.
It's just time. So, but all in all, what do you got?
Jamie Dimon warns U.S. might base interest rate spike.
Oh, it could go the other way. He thinks it could go the other way?
Chief executive warns that U.S. interest rates could soar to 8% or more in coming years, reflecting the risk that record high deficit and geopolitical stress will complicate the fight against inflation. Huge fiscal spending, the trillions needed each year for the green economy, the remilitarization of the world, and restructuring of global trade are all inflationary. Dimon said, he's just, also you have to remember he's a very cautious person. He controls the largest bank in the United States,
yeah,
one of the largest ones, if not the largest one in the world. So, yeah, you know, what he says probably is a big market mover, so he's got to watch. But he wrote a 61-page letter on the U.S. economy, remain resilient despite abundant skepticism by forecasts, including him. So he said such an outcome, referring to a soft landing, which implies that inflation quickly returns to the Fed's 2% target from higher levels now, is less likely than subdued bond yields and record stock indexes would seem to imply. These markets seem to be pricing in a 70 to 80% chance of soft landing. I believe the odds are a lot lower than that.
I mean, I kind of feel like we're already soft landing.
I don't know. I think it's just all just crisscrossed.
I mean, but don't you feel like the real estate market's back on? Like,
I don't think it's, I mean, it's on, but I don't think it's like, I mean, it's not like what we saw in 21, 22.
Yeah.
Or 20, part of 20.
Yeah.
But I mean, rates are leasing rates are holding firm.
Yeah.
You know, velocities, it's good. I mean, we get activity.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff's leasing.
Yeah.
It's not leasing like tomorrow, but at least next week.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just the debt thing with the U.S. economy. I think it's going to be really hard to go on a diet.
Well, there's no intent to.
I know.
They don't have any interest in doing it.
I think if we did, it'd probably kill us too. It's like kind of like when your grandpa's 90 years old and all he's been eating is Entenmann's and Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, it's like...
And the doctor, you're like, he's got to stop that. And the doctor's like, no, don't do that. You're going to kill him.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like one of those deals.
Yeah.
don't let these debt drug addicts, don't stop the debt.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to kill them.
You're going to kill them.
Yeah, that might be it. I don't know. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. It's just amazing to me that we give so many other things money besides our own country.
Yeah, that's just
I don't.
It's a weird deal.
Does everybody else do that, or was it just us? Like, does France and Germany, do they chip in on these things?
They do, but I think it's like in a collective method via the EU. But yeah, not to the liberal extent that we do that. Not, yeah. I don't mean liberal in a political manner. I mean liberal as in like just freely.
So, I think you do mean liberal in the political manner. I mean,
people,
Freudian slip.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And then Blackstone is back on the real estate offensive with a $10 billion deal. They're buying AIR communities. It's the largest transaction in the multifamily market.
God love them. Blackstone just out there being Blackstone.
It's apartment income REIT. They're just adding it to the tool belt with a cool $10 billion interest purchase.
You know, at that size, you have to start just getting capital allocated, yeah, right? Like, I mean, people are like, we have so much money, just get it, yeah, somewhere. Get me a cost seg.
Yeah. I was talking to Logan over at ML.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of like buying good basis with longer term capital, he was just talking about how Blackstone is just doing that. He's like, they're just eating these 3 to 5, 6 year leases. And then when they stabilize in year 10, they've got core assets.
Yeah.
That are
kill
like
it.
Stabilized to like 8.5, 9.
Yeah. So if anybody out there wants to give us about $200 million, I'll go run that trap. We'll be in it for 10 to 15 years and we'll kill it.
I don't even think you need to be in that long. I think if it's like you got a WALT of 5,
yeah,
you get in at 7. But here's the deal. These assets, they don't trade in the 6s. They all got 5 handles on them. So if you push up to a 9 and you come down to a 5 something, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... Money train.
Crush it.
But yeah, that's, I mean, that's their whole thing. I mean, imagine stabilizing.
I would love to do it. I mean, I would love to just go buy those things.
We've had our hands around the necks of a couple of them, mm-hmm.
But we just couldn't capitalize it because of the exit time frame.
That, and it, yeah, and it can jointly with the large checks they were. I mean, they're huge checks for us.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a deal that we had found and we could
syndicate it.
Well, we could get the numbers to pencil to what we do on most of our deals. Then we wouldn't have a problem getting the money. Yeah. But
just it's a little bit far out.
Yeah. So
it's there. So yeah, Blackstone's back out. They're out of the box.
Yeah.
But that's about it right now.
Well, should we put a pin in it and wrap it up?
Put a pin in it.
Yeah, I think we'll just put a pin in it right there and get ready to stare at the sun if there is, or stare at the lack of the sun.
I don't think there's, I think there's clouds. It's gonna be too cloudy. Yeah. I think that's kind of what we're dealing with.
Anyways, this is a, I'm sure this is like a commercial real estate holiday because of that, right?
Yeah, so, something like that.
All right. Well, we'll put a pin in it right there.
Bye.
We'll see you next week.